Well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be alright when we go shopping. It's always the shopping things we begin.
Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, the questions are rolling in because we mentioned last hour that Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, will be joining us at 12:30. So stay tuned. You can keep sending in your questions by going to mytalk1071.com. Click on the Shop Girls page, email us there, or send them to at Allie Shops and at Harmony Kaplan over Twitter or Instagram, and we'll get to as many as we can. I just sent Patrick a message and said, boy, are you in demand. All you have to do is say, Patrick, right, laundry guy, help with getting stains out, and man, everybody has a problem.
What I would like to do is just take my laundry basket
and bring it to
drop
him.
It the on his doorstep.
The crazy thing is, he'd probably be okay with that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm going to ask.
But we will answer other questions as well. In fact, Anne is on the line and wants to talk. We were talking last hour about opera gloves.
Yes.
A trend that is coming back on red carpets. We're feeling a little out of the loop since we're still mostly in sweatpants and yoga pants. But Annie, what do you think? Are you into opera gloves?
Good afternoon. Yes. I've been wearing them for about 10 years. I got my first pair at Cachet, and they're leather, black leather. I have a lighter weight pair and a heavier weight, and I wear them in the winter. They're great when I wear a poncho and the sleeve doesn't come all the way down. And some of the new styles, the sleeve isn't long all the way to the wrist, so that's when I wear them.
Oh. Well, there you go, combining two trends we were talking about, the poncho and the opera gloves.
You're not waiting for a red carpet. You're not feeling the need to, you know, only wear it with a gown.
Right.
Okay.
I wear them, the easier it is you get to, you know, take them off and get a, you know, they get loosened up a little bit and you get used to it. So I love them. They're wonderful. In fact, I'm trying to find local shops that carry more of them.
I love that you're putting your own twist on it. And Annie, we'll see if we can put together a list of some local retailers that stock them.
Yes, because obviously it would be much better to buy locally. The only thing I will say is I know Amazon does have a lot of different styles and not at high prices at all.
Okay, but I got a pair of knit navy blue ones at Banana Republic a couple years ago on clearance, and those are nice also. So, you know, Woodbury Lakes is a good place to find things, but those, I really enjoy wearing them.
Well, okay. Very good. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I love listening to your show.
Appreciate that. Our number is 651-641-1071 if you want to talk shop. I had put the question out earlier, what shelves are you finding empty that are just kind of making you scratch your heads? One of them that seems really low in supply right now is pantyhose. That was an image that I saw this week on social media, and it was a bit of a head scratcher just because I don't know who's wearing that many right now. Again, kind of like opera gloves, but who knows?
Maybe to keep warm. Maybe just as an extra layer to keep warm when you're outside.
Yeah. So let us know. We're always happy to hear from you and answer your questions if we can. Somebody wanted to know, someone was listening and caught the end of Tammy Lee last hour and wanted to know the website, opalcool.com, if you want to check out her products and the gal pals and the other cooling devices, good for hot flashes, good for pain, good for lots of things. So check that out as well. Meanwhile, Mom, do you want to, I know you're excited about Megan Fox's engagement.
Okay, if you want to talk about that.
I'm
not excited about her. It isn't nice to say she and Machine Gun Kelly really don't do it for me. And I think this marriage will last maybe a couple weeks.
Okay, a couple weeks.
Look at Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet. Who thought they would be splitting up?
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm sorry to break that to you on the air.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. They've been together since like 2005. They've been married since the last 5 years.
What happened?
And, well, they haven't called, so I don't know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. But obviously things did not go well.
Okay, but you wanted
a
moment for the...
they still love each other.
Right, right. For the engagement ring.
But Megan Fox's engagement ring is another story. It is seems to be kind of a new trend, at least among celebrities, of a ring that consists of two parts. It's not just one big diamond like many of them used to get. And in her case, it is, I think it's a beautiful ring. It is both an emerald and a diamond. They're both pear shape. Mm-hmm. And the designer said they're set on two magnetic bands of thorns that draw together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love. Apparently, that's Machine
Gun. You sound a little sarcastic.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I certainly didn't mean to.
It's like a $400,000 ring.
Well,
I would take it.
Oh, I would. Oh, the ring I would. I would not if it had to come with him.
I no, but I like
they,
that
you know
he
how
really...
they celebrated their engagement. They drank each other's blood.
Yeah, they're kind of like the new version of Angelina Jolie
and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, but, you know, enjoy that ring. But, I applaud a man who puts the time, or anyone who puts the time into thinking about making the jewelry special and unique and customized to that
right.
relationship.
And I will say, there was an article that was showing that Jacqueline Kennedy's ring, we're back to her again, but hers was also multi-stones. And Ariana Grande, I think, has a beautiful ring that is a big diamond with a pearl next to it.
So, pearls are trendy again.
But this seems to be kind of a big trend now instead of just one stone. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know. I guess there's got to be something different that comes up all the time. So.
Okay. Did you hear that our friend Suni Lee is getting in on fashion?
Well, yeah, I mean, why she's in everything else at this point, so she might as well be in on fashion, too. She's now designed, there's a company called Pretty Little Things, and she's collaborated with them to come up with not just a leotards, but the kind of clothes that she likes to wear. She said it's her personal style, favorites that she likes to wear either in the gym or when she's out and about. There was a picture of a cute warm-up suit in sort of a cream color and bright Kelly green combination that I like. But I mean, you know, she has really come into her own winning.
Cash in, girl. I'm all about it.
Yeah, she
great.
Has. I mean, college must seem very mundane at this point to her.
Right. But I love that she's still doing it. Is Pretty Little Things, is this collection online only?
I don't know.
I think
to
it
be
is.
Honest,
it's,
I had not heard of it.
And
before.
Sorry, it's Pretty Little Thing, and it's a new collection of athletic apparel that is designed in partnership with Olympic gold medalist Suni Lee. So check that out.
They obviously do have other clothing as well, but this is her combination.
Meanwhile, Kate Hudson, who is big in the world of athletic clothing with her Fabletics brand, is getting into beauty. She's been very entrepreneurial.
Why shouldn't she? Every other celebrity is in beauty. It's crazy to me.
Well, yes, but I will say, I mean, there's been a lot written and I've heard her talking specifically. I mean, Kate Hudson's been very entrepreneurial and very hands-on about picking projects that really make sense for her and being very, very involved in them directly.
Right. I think she's legitimately involved as opposed to some of the other celebrities. But this time she's teamed up with Juice Beauty and she's introducing Kate Hudson Juice Beauty Revitalizing. Okay, you pronounced what it is.
Acacia.
Acacia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And
Acacia
powder
and
powder
rose
mask.
Powder mask. You can get it at Ulta in the U.S. and Sephora internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a mask that sells for $39.
And that's a little pricey.
Yeah, it does sound a little pricey.
Yeah.
But
it contains hyaluronic acid and rose petal phytopigment powder and olive leaves and a bunch of other stuff.
I mean, all
if, look,
sorts.
If it can make us look like Kate Hudson, I'm in for 39.
You think that's going to happen?
I'm in for 39. Yeah.
It'd be nice. But yeah.
No, I don't blame her. She's a good poster girl for a beauty product.
Oh, absolutely. Is she still involved with Fabletics?
I think so.
Because Fabletics is now also doing ready-to-wear, too. They want to be not just your active wear go-to. They want to be the clothes that you wear every day. So they've branched out, but I don't know if Kate Hudson is still involved in that or not.
I feel like that is a mistake for Fabletics, but okay, good luck to them.
But you know, isn't that the way it goes with so many places, like restaurants too, that are really good at one thing and then suddenly think, oh, but we want to have this too, or we want to have a second store. I always admire the owners of Cafe Latte, because everybody tried to get them to go to Minneapolis as well. And they said, we can't be in two places at once. And we need to be there. And I think, you know, it's so easy to get sucked in and think, oh, well, you know, if we did it here, we can do it there. But yeah, you got to know where you should draw the line.
You know what? We've been gabbing. And meanwhile, Faith has been waiting with a question. I feel terrible. Hang on, Faith. We got to take a quick break and then we will get to your question. And the next one, we're going to cut into your tech report. Mom, I'm sorry. We'll do that all coming up right after the break. Big shout out to a listener, Faith, who has been patient while we gabbed on and through the break, and she waited on the line to ask a question, and I only hope we can provide an answer. Hi, Faith.
Hi.
What's your question?
So I have a junior in high school who will be going to prom in a few months, and it's been several years since I've been prom dress shopping, so I'm wondering where to go. And the big problem with her is she is extremely petite. She is 4'11" and does not weigh 100 pounds.
Boom. Oh, what a problem.
But it is tricky. It's tricky. At both ends of the spectrum. Well, here's the thing. I feel like we're in a moment where there are actually fewer prom dress boutiques than there once were.
Remember there was a Glitz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is no more. No. I think that the trend today, and young listeners can call and correct me, is real. They're all kind of sophisticated prematurely anyway, and they are going to places like Nordstrom and Macy's and department stores.
And I think a lot of them are going to vintage shops as well.
Vintage is huge. And vintage, I'll tell you, is a great way, especially if you're looking for smaller sizes.
Yeah.
A lot of vintage things just are proportionally smaller. So that might be a really good spot to start.
Oh, I wish she was listening right now, because she fits into the prom dresses I wore in high school, but she refuses to wear them.
Oh my gosh, it's the coolest thing.
Well, play our podcast back for her at a later time.
Take her to, what is it called? Golden Pearl Vintage in Minneapolis. A lot of teenagers love it. It's super cool. They have a lot of cool dresses. It's on East Hennepin. Golden Pearl Vintage, I would suggest. In St. Paul, I would suggest Lula Vintage, which has been there forever and still has just amazing pieces and people who can, you know, help you find something that works. But if she's insistent on something new, I think it's just, dress departments at department stores are really
your... Anthropology is probably a good place to look as well.
Yeah, Anthropology or Free People or the new Altered, which is now open at 50th in France.
Is it called Altered States?
Altered State, at 50th in France and at Mall of America has some, dressier pieces that might work. But, and a lot of girls are shopping online as well. So there are options, but they're not so much a dedicated prom shop like there might have been. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Thanks for waiting. Okay. Well, I won't take another minute of your time, Mom. It is time for the tech report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's tech report.
Well, I guess I wouldn't be doing my job if we didn't talk about the new sensation. I mean, there's always something that goes viral. In this case, it is Wordle. And Wordle is the new game that everybody seems to be playing online. It's a five-letter word, and you have 6 tries to figure it out. And the tiles change colors. If you get the right color, then it's in green. If you get a letter, and if it's in the right place, if it's in there, but it's not in the right spot, it is a gray color, I believe, or yellow. Yellow. And when it's in the right position, when it's not in the right position, it's gray. So some people get these quickly. Sometimes it takes a lot longer. And when you finish, you can post it on Twitter and you can tell how many guesses and it won't spoil the challenge for other people. This game was created by a man who's a software engineer. His name is Josh Wardle of New York City. And he made Wordle, a riff cute. On his name,
very cute,
for his partner, who's a fan of word games. And it started to pick up steam in October. And as of this past Monday, there are more than 2.7 million players.
Wow.
And he did
Why
not,
do you think it's such a hit?
I think that it has a lot to do with the pandemic. It has a lot to do with people are using it as a family chat group and see who can, you know, get the word first.
But you can only do one a day. It's not like you can binge it.
No, there's one a day. The other thing is, and this is an important thing to know, there is no app. There have been all kinds of fake apps at the Apple store, at the app store, and they have gotten rid of most of them, but new ones keep coming. This is how you get the so-called app. If you go to your iPhone or iPad, you open Safari, and this is the address you need. It's https://www.powerlanguage.com wordle/.
Or you could go to Google and type in Wordle. And it comes up.
Right. But what I'm going to say for you to play it, this is the way that then you can get an app on your phone. So once you do that, or once you click on that, you tap the share button. And on the share screen, it says add to home screen. You tap it. On the next screen, you rename it Wordle, if that's what you want. And then it will come up as a W every time you want to play it, mm-hmm. so that you don't have to keep monkeying around. It is just the hottest thing right now for some reason.
Yeah, so, people are sharing their scores.
Yes.
And yeah. It is definitely
it's a funny thing, as you say, because you can only play it once. Okay, the other thing, and I don't have a lot of time, and I wanted to talk about this. Last week when we were talking about the Consumer Electronics Show and we were talking about NFTs, non-fungible tokens, I wanted to talk about the big thing that's happened in television screens because of this. Samsung is going to have extensive support for NFTs beginning with their new TVs this year. There's such a demand, they say, for NFTs that they want a solution for people so that they can really see these pieces of art the way they should be seen. So in 2022, this year, Samsung's introducing the world's first TV screen-based NFT Explorer and Marketplace Aggregator. So this is groundbreaking that they have. There now will be a place to browse and purchase and display your art all in one place. And Samsung says this platform will let creators share their art with the world. And this way, potential buyers can preview the NFT before they buy it. And they can learn about the history and the blockchain, metadata, all of that important kind of stuff. It's an interesting thing that this is becoming so big that television companies that make televisions are actually getting into this and trying to do something to make it important to have their particular screens to do this.
Meanwhile, speaking of NFTs, are you buying a Gap NFT? They just dropped today.
That's right. They dropped today, and it's a very interesting thing. They're following other retailers. Macy's has done it. Nike and some of the others have jumped into the whole NFT thing. It's built on the Tezos blockchain, which is their platform. And it comes in a series of their NFTs come in a series of digital hoodie art with different levels of rarity.
Looks like some of them are already sold out and they're going fast. So check it out. So if you want to get in on the NFT craze.
Talk about taking all my time away from me,
Allie. We'll be back in a minute with the laundry guy. That's next. Welcome back. And just in time, you're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, we've dispensed a lot of advice when it comes to getting spots out of material that are very stubborn. It's not really our expertise.
Not
and
so much.
It's time to ask an actual expert.
We need an expert. Expert.
Time now for the shop girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
He knows everything. Everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that? We got an expert here.
He really does know everything. He really is an expert, and he's our friend Patrick Richardson. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Happy New Year. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Have you missed us?
It's been like since last March we talked.
Well, you know, you became a big TV star, and we were intimidated.
Well, don't be silly.
You've probably seen his show on HGTV. It's called The Laundry Guy. If you haven't, you should go binge it now. Episodes are available. Isn't that right, Patrick? You can still get it.
Yeah, you can watch them now on Discovery Plus.
On Discovery Plus. Okay, great. He has a book. He has a store at Mall of America. And he has so much good advice. I was looking at your genius idea on Instagram yesterday about rugs and how to clean them in the winter. Can we start with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really funny. And this is a really old trick. And I've talked to people in like the Scandinavian countries and in the Ukraine who still do it.
Okay.
But what you do is you take your rug outside and lay it in the snow. Mm-hmm. And you lay it face down for 5 minutes. You lay it face up for 5 minutes.
Okay.
You flip it over face down for 15 minutes. Mm. Then you flip it right side up on fresh snow and sweep snow onto it with a broom. Let it sit for 15 minutes. Sweep the snow off. Take the rug back in, let it warm up, and put it back on the floor.
Or you could buy a new rug.
No. I mean, I love the idea of using our natural resources. We have snow.
We have plenty of snow.
Use it as a cleaning tool.
Right? And what else are you going to do?
Exactly. I mean,
you're going to watch The Laundry Guy.
You're right.
Listen to Shop Girls.
Yep.
And go outside and clean your rug.
You're right.
Snow.
Okay, does it work with any material, or does it have to be a rug of a certain material?
It'll work with any material. It's killer with wool, but it will work with any material.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
All right. We have a question that came in from a listener, from Linda. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it said, I recently needed to use Hybe Cleanse before surgery, and the color in it ruined a white washcloth and towel. I washed them with bleach afterwards, and they're still stained. Any hints to get them clean?
Well, Linda, my first hint would be don't use bleach.
Oh, okay.
We never use bleach because bleach could have caused a chemical reaction that would have made this worse.
Oh.
I actually know what this is, oddly enough.
Oh, okay.
And it makes kind of an amber-colored stain. What would have taken it right out, and what I would still recommend is a product that's thick and oily, think dish soap. I wouldn't use dish soap, but I might use hand soap from the bathroom sink or, you know, like Murphy's oil soap or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And that will take it out. I'm afraid when you bleached it, you might have made it much harder to remove.
But
I would try one of those things. Your backup hint, which this is a really, for some reason, this is coming up a lot in my life lately. You could also maybe soak it with some ammonia.
Ooh.
Just ammonia and water, and that might break that oil up and cause it to release.
Okay. I love how scientific your approach is to laundry, Patrick. I just love it because you're right. I just think anything that I can't get out, just put it in bleach. What else?
There should not be bleach in your house.
Really?
No bleach.
What is it about bleach that's so horrible?
Well, beyond the environmental impacts and the impacts to you on your clothes, the reason you use bleach is because you want that gorgeous, like, bright white.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, white as snow white, like on your towels.
Okay.
Well, the interesting thing is that's not the natural color of cotton. Cotton is naturally kind of ecru.
Mm.
And to get that color, we actually use a dye. It's called an optical whitener or an optical brightener. And that's what makes that white color. So when you bleach, you're actually bleaching that color out. So my argument is, if you can't take your black turtleneck and throw it in the washer with a fourth a cup of bleach, and then when it comes out, you're like, oh my gosh, I've ruined it. Well, if you can't bleach black back to black, you can't bleach white back to white because they're both dyed colors.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
I am trying to wrap my head around that.
Patrick, what about that when you just said that about the white? You know, a lot of men have problems with T-shirts and stains. Mm-hmm. Is there really a way to get those out?
Sweat stains.
Yes.
I don't know why
you're dancing around that. You're always talking about sex toys.
They're more fun.
Right. We now know where the line is, Alex.
Exactly.
So for perspiration stains, you can actually get them out if you put some oily soap, like, you know, the soap we were just talking about, on the stain and then sprinkle oxygen bleach on it. Let it sit about an hour and run hot water through it. That'll take it out.
Yeah.
But the much better trick is every single time, and you can't skip a time when you do this, but if every single time immediately before you put it in the washing machine, you spray it with vinegar and water, you'll never have the stain again.
Write that down, Allie.
Vinegar and water.
Well, yeah, you don't have to write it down. I happen to know there's a book.
See, I love
writing. I have a copy in my laundry room on display.
But, so
the vinegar and water, it actually is it's a scientific thing. That stain is alkaline and the vinegar is acidic. It brings the pH back to neutral and then it just washes out.
I love it. Why have I not been doing
this?
Why
haven't you?
Okay, this is the day. I'm going to start. I'm going to start. So here's a timely one, Patrick. We had someone on Twitter who, you know, it's that time of year everyone's putting away all the Christmas decor. And she has an embroidered Christmas tree skirt that has water stains on it. It's a heavier cotton. Is there any way to get those water stains out?
It's a funny story. Those water stains have happened because the fabric has oxidized, which is like the fabric version of rust. If she uses a little oxygen bleach, which is not chlorine bleach, by the way, oxygen bleach, it'll bring that color back to original, and those stains will just disappear.
Oh, okay.
It's super simple.
And I'm going to ask a really dumb question. Where does one, oxygen bleach, is that like in the regular aisle with all the other cleaning products?
You might find it in the regular aisle. You will definitely find it like at the Whole Foods or at the co-op. I mean, obviously we sell it at the store, but you will find it anywhere where you can find like more natural sort of laundry products. You could find it at the Whole Foods or something.
How is oxygen bleach different?
He just explained.
Well, I don't listen well.
Oxygen bleach is basically hydrogen peroxide. When you mix oxygen bleach with water, you are just creating a very concentrated hydrogen peroxide solution.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I just don't think it should be called bleach.
Well, and when you say the store, let's make sure that everybody knows that you do have your own store at Mall of America. It's called Mona Williams, and you sell a lot of your favorite cleaning products right there.
As well as your book, Laundry Love.
It's true. You know, you can get not today, they're sold out, but normally you can get a signed copy here.
Oh.
Are you there at the store right now?
I am. I'm sitting in the back. I'm looking out into the mall as we talk.
Okay, wait, Patrick, here's another thing. You know those wool dryer balls?
Love those.
You got me onto those. And, but, you know, six of them came in the package and I used three. And the biggest problem with them is I keep losing them because I find they wind up in the fitted sheet or they wind up in the bottom of jogging pants.
That's kind of a fun game.
Or whatever. Yeah. You never know where they're going to be. But, you know, like they'll say that they're good for 1,000 washes. Well, I don't count. How do I really know when they're not good anymore?
To be honest, mine are 10 years old and I haven't replaced them.
Really?
So they're good until they die.
Oh.
I mean, as long as you still have them, they're still good.
Okay.
That is good to know. I was wondering that too.
Is it bad to put more than three in?
No, not at all. I mean, you can put in as many as you want. Three is kind of I'm going to say that's the minimum best.
Okay.
But if you want to put more in, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, here's a question for you, Patrick, from Angel, and I can totally relate. I've had this similar thing happen. She's trying to get magic marker
out of a hoodie. Her kid had washed and put it through the dryer before she realized, I've done the same thing. Once it's been through the dryer, I always feel like, oh, then it's just sealed and it's done and there's no way to out. Is there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is super simple, but it takes a very specific product. It's not hard to find. You just have to know it exists. There's a stain remover called Amodex, and it's A-M-O-D-E-X.
Okay.
That will take out Sharpie. It's the only thing I know that will.
Huh.
It's a natural product. It's from Connecticut. It's a women-owned company in Connecticut. And what's super funny is I cannot tell you how it works because its ingredient list is natural ingredients.
So but
I
it works.
I have no idea what's in it, but it totally works.
Okay.
You better get that.
Amodex. That's a good one because I find that happens all the time. The kids get some sort of stain on it. I throw the stuff in the dryer. And then once it's been through the dryer, my mother told me I was doomed. But you're saying
Well, in all practical purposes, you are, but you have Patrick to help.
This product is very specific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very unique. It's soap-based. I do know that because I've become friends with the owner. I cannot tell you how it works. I can tell you, I mean, I've taken out things that, like, I would have just thought, I mean, I would have probably thrown my hands up if I hadn't known about it.
Yeah.
Is there a laundry cult?
A cult?
Yeah.
You know what? I've been trying to start one, but so far, no.
No, but I do love the idea of you talking to, like, the makers of secret stain removers, and you're all just, you've got a special group.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's funny because I just talked to the owner of Amodex on Friday. I talk to her like every couple. Well, I order it for the store, and so I end up chatting with her when I call.
Yeah.
It's a really small company. They're really, really wonderful.
That's good to know.
And Patrick, the product's been around since 1940.
Yeah.
Patrick, what's your feeling about Shout?
The stain remover, I actually think is pretty good. I will be honest, I don't use it.
Okay.
But I don't have a problem with it. Yeah.
He's being polite,
I just have stuff in the store.
He's just being polite. Okay.
No, I mean, if I were like on vacation and I was in a pinch, I would have no problem.
You'd shout it out. Yeah. We all do it.
I would.
Patrick, you're so wonderful and so kind to answer our listeners' questions. Before we let you go, I don't know for myself, I'm kind of in closet cleaning mode right now, trying to clear things out. I think a lot of us are. Are there things that you would say right now we should be doing or cleaning at this time of year, hunkered down in Minnesota in the middle of an Omicron storm? And are there things we should be adding to our laundry room?
Yes. Well, first of all, you should add a disco ball to your laundry room.
Of course.
Because it makes laundry more fun.
Oh, you're right.
But right now, the perfect thing to be doing is go through your closet and find everything where you need to sew on a button. Mm. You need to, do that little mending, or it's that stain that you've needed to attack that's a little more intense.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to do it because you have the time.
Yeah.
The other thing and next week is going to be the perfect time to do it. If you ever are concerned that you have moths cannot survive being frozen. Oh. So what you can do is put everything in garbage bags and throw it in your trunk and let it sit for a day or so while you clean out your closet.
Oh. So
throw all your clothes in because it's going to be 3 degrees next week and it's going to go negative.
Uh-huh.
So everything will freeze solid.
Okay.
And then you can go in your closet and wipe it down with vinegar, because the truth of the matter is moths don't want to eat your clothes. They eat any debris that's on your clothes. So like if you put something away that's not clean, but they live in dust. So if you take everything out and you like vacuum out your closet, you remove all the dust. And then you wash everything as you put it back. I mean, it may take you a whole day, but this is a great time to do it because you have a natural.
You know, if you're trying to figure out what the heck to do outside today, it is chilly out there, but take advantage of all of the amazing ice installations that are going up all around town. The Ice Palace Maze is now open in Stillwater.
Right. How long will it be open?
I think into February, but it looks really spectacular. It is supposed to be the largest maze. It's like a half mile maze through ice, and it ends with a giant slide of ice to
is
get
that
out.
The only
it's,
way out?
No. It's optional. Oh. It's optional.
Okay.
But tickets are on sale now. You go to icepalacemaze.com. It's in downtown Stillwater. It's open today, and now it'll be open 7 days a week. Also, there's another one in, is it in New Brighton? Oh, the other thing is I'm going to find the other one.
The art shanties?
I was just going to say they opened today.
Oh,
yes. The art shanties are back at Lake Harriet in South Minneapolis, and they open today as well.
Well, the ice should be firm.
Yes. And then there's also this. I've been watching outside the Walker Art Center. They've been putting up this ice bar, and it is so exquisite.
Oh, I read about
with
that.
With like florals and greens embedded inside the ice.
And this is all part of Cardamon?
Yes.
The name of the restaurant.
It's there, and you can get a glimpse of it. And everybody is gearing up right now for the Great Northern, which is the big, epic outdoor winter festival, which kicks off in another week or so. So a lot of things gearing up for that. But there are many you can take advantage of now. Did I mention I'm so obsessed, and I want to go try outside of the Freehouse restaurant in the North Loop. They've got this ice sauna.
Oh, you told me about it.
And you can do this. You can book a time, and it's nice because it's just you. It's just the people you feel comfortable sharing air with right now. Up to four people, and you book your own time, and you get to go into this sauna and then this beautiful ice structure that they've made, and then your experience concludes with a charcuterie tray and a drink, and it's like a whole outdoor experience.
And that's the Freehouse.
Yes, that's at the Freehouse.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, there's another palace that I'm going to find for you in just a minute. But this is the time when we start talking about some steals and deals and places to go shopping. So where are you shopping online? There's a new resource that we should be looking at.
Oh,
you're staring at me blankly.
Yes, because
but this was your story idea.
Yes.
And it's called Tradesy.
It's called. Yes.
Tradesy.
Tradesy.
Yeah.
Tradesy. And, you know, luxury consignment stores aren't new. The Real Real is one of them that everybody seems to know about. The difference with Tradesy is it's peer-to-peer. So it's person-to-person shopping platform for women's fashions. So you can upload what you want to sell. And Tradesy actually has authentication software. So they go through the pictures and all to see, you know, that things aren't counterfeit and the condition they're in and all of that. This editor tried it and she thought it seemed like a fairly good idea. You have to be careful because, you know, sometimes it's not consistent in that some people take really good, clear pictures. Others, you can't really see the condition that well. But she was able to get, I think it was Christian Louboutin shoes that were $420 originally for $346. I don't know that that's such a great deal.
I don't think
deal.
That sounds like such a great deal.
No, I mean, it depends. Obviously, different things are different prices. She did get Chloe sunglasses for $97 when the retail price was $255. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but it's another way of shopping, but it's just peer-to-peer.
Jumping around just a little bit, I just want to say the other one I was trying to think of, go to icecastles.com. The Minnesota location this year is in New Brighton. That's another castle slide ice experience that you can do. And let's get to a couple steals and deals. In Linden Hills, the store Le Sol, it's a sustainable fashion shop, and they are doing, it's the clearance on the clearance. It's the extra 30% on all of the clearance markdowns, and that's going on now, so a chance to get some really good deals on sustainable fashion.
They're at 4353 Upton Avenue South.
Right. The Minneapolis Vintage Market is happening tomorrow at the Machine Shop in Minneapolis. From 11 to 4. store, and this is like a big market of vintage clothing, accessories, home goods from all sorts of vendors. You do have to pay if you want early bird. If you want the best pick, you want to go in from 11 to noon tomorrow, you pay $10. Otherwise, from noon to 4, it's free admission.
Okay.
So check that out. MinneapolisVintageMarket.com. You can always go to MSPMag.com. Click on the calendar for more shopping ideas. Stay warm, stay healthy, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday with more Shop Girls. Thanks for listening.